Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ron, I'm eating candy. Can you take over for a second here?
You're eating candy. That's very rude to come on the air with your mouth full here. You know that.
It's better than keeping people waiting.
I hear you.
It's delicious, by the way.
Jay Caulfield in studio with us from AT&T Sportsnet. Jay, let's look back at the first half here. What has surprised you the most about the way they've been able to just hang in there through these unbelievable run of injuries?
Yeah, I think that is outstanding. I think that's what has been the story of the NHL. The quick start by Edmonton, you know, that's one story. But the Penguins, the way they have, as we all know, the way the coaching staff has brought everybody together, they got the injuries early on. People didn't know what that was going to be like. And I think with that, I still feel with that was a little bit of changing of the guard. Changing of the guard is probably not right. I just think they got the guys who came up, the young guys came up. Lafferty comes up, makes a big impact. You had Johnson, you had Blandisi, guys that were playing fast. Tanev, the addition of Tanev. So the speed came into the line. The speed got into the lineup, and they played the game that way. And then you have the next wave coming back. I think if you're on the outside looking in, trying to get yourself back in the lineup, you're saying, hey, I got to make sure. They wanted to make sure that everybody followed suit. When you got back in, this is the way we're playing. We're successful. We need, and you come back in, this is what we need you to do. Obviously, Malkin, Crosby, those kind of players, that's different. But they still have to play defensively. They still have to be smart. They still have to make the right decisions. But they have there's a gift there that other players do not have. So you work accordingly with them. But when you got back in line, you had to make sure you played the way the Penguins were doing to be successful. So I think that started. I think the injuries, I think the only good plus maybe with the injuries was that, hey, you've given guys, maybe they're not going to be so fried when you get towards the end of the year. That's one topic. The other thing was they got staggered a little bit. So Malkin was out, but Crosby was here. Then Malkin comes back, then Crosby goes down. So at least you have one of those superstar players that was in that lineup each and every night. I think the Jake Guentzel one, that to me, that's one that's going to be I think that's going to be very tough. As you get into the later in the year or against Washington, those type of teams, Boston, we see they had great success though, but you're going to miss those that type of player. That's hard to find. And if you really weather the storm with a guy like Guentzel, that's going to be tough. But I also think the other key player, I think Brian Rust has been outstanding in this first half of the year, and so the find of Marino. I think there are a couple things that have really enabled the Penguins to have flexibility on the blue line, and Brian Rust has been he should have been considered an all-star status, if you ask me, because he's been he's hard to play against. He goes all the tough areas. He's playing with the great players, and he's making a lot happen inside that grouping.
Jay, we're about a month away from the trade deadline. I think it's February 24th. Do you think they will have to do something to address the Guentzel situation, or do you like this team the way it is? You're going to get the defenseman back, obviously.
Right.
I guess you're going to get Bukestad back at some point as well.
Yeah, and I'm not sure. I mean, I think a lot's going to be said over this from when they come back the 31st to the trade deadline. So you've got 25 days. And what does the team do inside that 25 days? And how's Jake Guentzel progressing with what he went through? Is he on time? Is he trailing? That'll all be things that are part of the decision. But the Penguins are still playing great hockey. You maybe don't thrust yourself into anything. I think certainly Mike Sullivan, the coaching staff, Jim Rutherford, they'll talk about these things. But if you're not scoring goals, something like that, they're going to have to address. They will address that at that time. They'll be making decisions. Those 3 weeks after they start up again are going to be key to see what the Penguins do. But certainly they have the depth on the blue line. They've got goaltending. They've been outstanding up front. But if you see the goal scoring drop off because you're missing a guy like Guentzel, Ron, as you just said, I think that's when you're going to sit there and go, how do we address this and what do we need to do? And also find a fit for Galchenyuk. He's a skilled player. It's a shame. There's a couple plays he's made over the last couple nights that somebody hasn't been able to finish on the other end. Just a couple points that keep going to his total will help keep building his confidence and growing. But if they can't find something there or he doesn't find it, they're going to have to find some type of fit or figure out what they do with that.
Jay Caulfield, brought to you by YCLLawFirm.com, with us the whole hour here, right up till noon, when Ed Bouchette will join us. So, Jay, a big picture question. It feels to me like sort of subtly, you know, piece by piece, a rule here, a rule there, that a lot of the physicality has been taken out of the sport. Fighting, for sure. But I see guys passing up hit opportunities that they would have definitely taken years ago. And it's in order to play the puck, maybe, to do something smart. But I wonder if you can address that, how the physicality in the sport has lessened over the years. What do you see?
Well, I think they've certainly tried to take that blind side, that hit where the guy's so vulnerable, out of the game. Now, if you're a parent with a young boy or girl playing the game, you're happy to see that hit is being taken out of the game. Coming across the middle. There was a potential chance for a hit the other night, and you might even be thinking about through the neutral zone, wide open chance, and you passed on the hit. Because he's passing on the hit because he's going to go to the box, or it's a place where you're putting a player in jeopardy. That's what they've tried to get out of the game, and they're getting it out of the game. Now, why did they let that take place with Tkachuk hitting Cassian in Edmonton? I think that's purely because Cassian's a tough player, and they let that go. If that's some other player getting hit, they're looking at that, in my opinion. Those hits the other night, which was a topic in the National Hockey League. But I do think that's the way the game has gone. It's drifted that way. The Penguins are built to play physical.
Do you miss that aspect of the game?
I do too. I miss that, but I'm also, I get not having, but there still has to be a fear factor. Look, when you go across the middle, you should be leery when you're coming into through the neutral zone. If your head's down, you deserve to, you can get hit. That's the way the game has always been played. So you learn as a young player. If I played as a young kid, you would learn to always have your head up coming through the neutral zone. If you come through between the circles and you're going to release a shot, be well prepared that you're going to get hit. Those are the hits that are now, they're being wiped away from the game. Yeah, I do miss it because it kept the game honest. It kept the game, you couldn't just drift in there and not get touched. It was a scary part of the game. And if you went back to old goal scorers, you go back to what Mario had to deal with. What Mario did is, we all know that. That's a different thing. But what he had to put up with, I had a clip from Brad Berry, who's a coach at the University of North Dakota, sent this to me. He sent me a clip of Mario against Quebec, where Mario steals a puck, goes the distance.
Saw it. It was Bob Papiani put it on Twitter.
All right, there you go.
Everything else thrown, right?
Five hooks, holds, whatever you want to do to get to stop him, and he scores a goal anyway. But no calls, like, really. So at UND, there's a play. He shows me this play that happened against North Dakota, and it's a little touch of the stick, and they call slash. So I'm not a fan of how they're calling that because it's catching guys off guard. If every player knows exactly how the game's going to be called, okay, then they deal with it. But when it's up and down and this is called and it's not against this player, called against another player, that's the problem. I think that's a big problem.
And do you miss it, Ron? Do you miss like a Kasparaitis hip check, Orpik doing all the things he did?
I mean, I miss the physical aspect of it as long as it's clean. I'm not going to sit here and say I miss dirty hits.
No, it's not dirty.
I'm wondering how a guy
no,
like,
no, no.
And I
the
talk,
clean aspect of the game.
Oh, absolutely.
Like Kasparaitis and Orpik.
Well, Kasparaitis, I thought, was a very dirty player.
But he was also one of the last sort of artists of delivering hip checks and things like that. I'm not talking about the stuff he did. You know,
well, listen,
I'm not talking about headshots.
Joe, still, the point that I'm saying is, if you went through the neutral zone with your head down, you're going to get hit.
Oh,
yes.
I agree with
okay,
that.
Okay, so that's it. If you go down the wall with your head down, like Kasparaitis hitting Lindros, was the game.
Kasparaitis also took dirty shots.
No, I'm not.
I don't miss that.
I know.
And
I don't miss that.
Again,
nobody does.
I'm going to ask you. I know we got a break here, but I want to ask you. I don't like what Marchand gets away with.
No, I mean, first of all, he
did to Letang the other day, Jay. I want to get your comments on.
Sure.
We got to take a break here, Joe.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.